welcome back to Hunter Logan Unmiked. We are back for another episode. And when I left you, I was telling you about joining the military, joining the Air Force, hooking up with Uncle Sam. And that is exactly what happened. Before that, I told you my cousin, who I looked up to quite a bit, it hurt my feelings. Of course, again, keep in mind, I am a kid still that went through a divorce. I'm the only child that went through a divorce, and I'm spoiled. I didn't have anyone to talk to. I didn't have any counseling, so I'm just dealing with this stuff the best way I know how. I have a child. I'm not going to go into much detail with this, because I want to respect my daughter's privacy and her mother's privacy, as I told you in the earlier episodes. Let me just say it's not working out, and I'm not going to go into any reasons why. It's just not working out at the time. So I meet my wife now, Roylan, who I've been married to, and I've only been married once. But we're going on 33 years of marriage now. But at the time, I'm 19 years old, not quite 20 yet. She is 16, not quite 17 at the time. And we're dating. But I still have this whole issue of not really having a steady job, not really knowing the direction I'm going to go into. I'm dealing with everything. And like I said, I'm going to keep the issue of my daughter and her mother private, out of respect. So there is problems now, not only with everything, but with my current wife, Roylan, who I'm dating, and her family. So through certain things, you know, her dad says, if I catch that boy on my property, I am going to meet him with my shotgun. And he was serious. Listen, Cajun folks, they don't play around here with that kind of stuff. They'll do it. What kind of mood you catch him in and what kind of day it is, it's liable to happen. But here, I find myself having to do something. Because one, I don't want to live pillar to post anymore. And because I wasn't raised that way, first of all. I was really raised well. And it's time to get busy and do something. So, to this day, I'm going to say the scariest thing, and I've said this before, and I know I'm getting right into everything, but the scariest thing I've ever done to this day was to have to go in to Roylan's parents, and God rest their soul because they're gone now, but I had to go in to her dad and her mom, and they were in their bedroom. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And that man, he must have seen something in me that nobody else could see. He must have knew that eventually that kid was going to be okay. He must have seen that. Either he seen it back then from watching me grow up, or knowing where I came from. But it's like he had a sixth sense or something. Because he was always pulling for me, it seemed like, even though he was mad. But the scariest thing is to go in there and look that man in the eye and tell him that, hey, I'm going to take care of your daughter. I'm going to go to the, I'm going to join the Air Force. And I'm going to marry her. And I'm going to take care of her. I know what it looks like now. I know what my track record has been. But I'm telling you, I'm going to do this. I'm giving you my word that I'm going to do this. And that's what I told him. And you know what he said? Okay. That's what he said. Okay. He didn't give me no ultimatums. I didn't have to jump through any hoops. You weren't going to have to do this. You weren't going to have to do that. Okay. Now keep in mind, she is 16. I am 19. That's fairly young. But at 16, that girl knew what she wanted. Now, my mom and my stepdad, and even my real dad, really didn't know any of this was going on. So when I sprung on them that I was getting married to Roiland, it was a big surprise. It's like it came out of left field. Because I really wasn't talking to them all that much. I was still talking to my mom a little bit, but I was still kind of ticked off at my stepdad, I guess you could say. Still kind of definitely didn't want to talk to my dad at all. Still really pissed off at him. And he's living with that lady still. And I just... Now, I'm going to tell you something. I carried over 20 years of bitterness with her. God has delivered me of all that. And you got to understand something as well. When I'm referring to my stepdad and my real dad, again, I preference this in earlier episodes, but all of that is done now. I mean, they're both dads now. So when I introduce them to people, I say, this is my dad, because they're both dads. That's all water under the bridge. I'm just giving you a history to get you up to the point to where we're going to go when we finally get there. And I can't wait because, man, the stuff that is happening right now, this is what I really won't be talking about. But we'll get there. We'll get there. We'll catch up. So I really wasn't talking about what was going on with me too much. And so the marriage thing was really kind of a surprise when I brought it and told my mom about it. But again, what do? I mean, it was like, oh, well, you know. And I had already put Roiland through the ringer early. I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go into details, but, and she had to endure some stuff from the get-go. I came with baggage. Let me just tell you that. I came with baggage. And again, I'm carrying a dead dream that never did die. It's still there. And that thing is eating at me. I'm trying to suppress it. And I'm talking about the music. I'm talking about the music thing. I'm trying to suppress it, but it's not. It's there. In fact, I told her, I said, listen, and this is one of the most ugliest statements I probably ever made. And I'm going to clean it up a little bit because it was a little bit uglier than the way I'm going to say it now. But I said, I was married to my guitar before I was married to you. I said, always remember that I'm married to my guitar before I'm married to you. I said it jokingly, kind of, but I was serious, pretty much. But she never, ever, and I got to give this to her. She never, ever, ever, ever said, that's it. Choose me or the music. She never, ever said that. Now, later on, when we get to some other parts in this podcast, she didn't say it, but she was doing it. And she had every right. But she was getting ready to leave. She had every right to. And truth be known, I wouldn't have blamed her if she did. But I thank God for the chance. And he worked the miracle. And we're still together. But that's going to be in another episode. So let me get back to where we were. I go to basic training. I'm off to the Air Force. Writing letters. Working towards getting things in order so we can get married. And as luck would have it, during basic training, and this is in Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas. This is where we did our basic training. As luck would have it, you get this one day where you get a leave and your family can come. Your wife, your girlfriend, they get to see you other than the graduation day. And they get to see you and you get a day to spend with them. Because basic training is like 6 weeks. It was either 6 or 8 weeks. I think it was 6 weeks, if I can remember right. And something had happened. And it wasn't me, but the guys I was with, and somebody didn't do something. And we weren't able to go. So we got punished. And we weren't able to go. And it didn't happen till the last minute. So my mom and Roiland and my dad and all that, they come down. And I'm not able to go. I'm not able to go off the base and do things. But I think I got to see him just a little bit. Like, I think they gave us an hour or 2 hours to at least see him because they drove that far. I think. Or maybe it was just for graduation I got to see him. I can't remember. I don't know if it was for graduation they drove down. I just can't remember, be honest with you. So I get through basic training. It's time to go to tech school, which is in Wichita Falls, Texas. So Wichita Falls, Texas. Here we come. Leave there. And tech school is 8 weeks, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. It's another 8 weeks. It's time to go to another tech school for more training, which is going to be at Langley Air Force Base, Virginia. But while I'm in tech school in Wichita Falls, Texas, I call my wife, who is currently, at the time, not my wife. She's my girlfriend. And I do the most romantic proposal ever known to man. I go to the payphone that we have in the dorm there. And I call. And I say, hey, we're going to get married or what? Until this day, she will tell you that story and roll her eyes. It's horrible, I know. But that's how she got proposed to over the phone. And she just like shakes her head now and rolls her eyes. But I tell her, I say, hey, look how long we've been together, babe. And you know you spoil. You get breakfast in bed all the time, among other things. Anyway, that's for another episode. So she says, yeah. So I said, okay, I'm graduating in a week. And I have 3 days. It was either 3 days or 4 days to get from Wichita Falls, Texas to Langley Air Force Base in Virginia. So I said, you come up here, we'll get married, and then we'll go on, you know, we'll figure it out. She says, okay. I mean, this woman, listen, she would do, I'm telling you, if I said we're going to have to live in a cardboard box, she would have did it. That's how committed she was. If I said, hey, we're going to have to live in a cardboard box under the overpass, she would have did it. That woman is something else. That's why I love her so much. This is one of the reasons I love her so much. She was strong enough for both of us when I wasn't able to be. That's for true. I'm telling you the truth. That woman was strong enough for both of us. The times I wasn't able to be. I don't know how she did it, but she did. She went in there and told her dad, she says, listen, I'm getting on a bus and I'm going to meet Hunter and I'm going to get married. And her dad says, oh, my baby's not getting on no bus. If you're determined to get married, I'll just drive you up there. And that's what he did. He drove her up there to meet me. Now, again, I told you it was the scariest thing to go in and ask that man and tell him that I was going to marry his daughter and take care of her. Now, when she said she was going to grab a bus and come meet me, she wasn't thinking, and neither was I, because she's 16 and she still had to have a signature to get married. Well, she turned 17 by then, I'm sorry. She had turned 17 because I was 20 by then. I just turned 20. So she was 17. She'd already turned 17. But she wasn't 18, so she was still considered a minor, so she had to have a parent's signature to be able to get married. So her dad or her mom had to sign for her to give permission for her to be married. But he did. He brought her up to Wichita Falls, Texas. We got married at the Justice of the Peace in Wichita Falls, Texas. He signed for her. And we got married right there at the Justice of the Peace. September the 5th, 1986, we were married. Again, I only had 3 days to get to Langley Air Force Base in Virginia to report for my next schooling. So in order for the family, the immediate family, to be able to see the wedding, we went and had another wedding. So we were already married, but we drove back to Jennings from Wichita Falls, Texas, back to Jennings, or Lake Arthur, actually, and got married in the church so the family could be there. So I got married twice, actually. Married to the Justice of the Peace on the 5th, and then got married in the church on the 6th. Although I was already married legally, I got married again in the church. So I actually got married twice, the 5th and the 6th. But we got married so the family could go ahead and participate in the service. And then we had to leave right after that because I had to get up to Virginia. Now, I don't really have any great transportation to get up there. Again, I am not thinking of anything, man. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants, I guess. Because I don't know. I don't even remember if I had a vehicle or not. I don't think I even had a vehicle. I think the vehicle that I had got sold or was it Ron? I can't even remember. But her dad had just bought a Nissan Sentra. I think it was an 84 Nissan Sentra, and this was in 86. Or maybe it was an 85 Nissan Sentra. It was red, though, but it was new. And he wouldn't let none of the family drive it. Like, none of the kids got to drive it. He wouldn't let nobody borrow it. But he gave the keys to me to take it to Virginia. I'm telling you, that man liked me for some reason. It's like he's just seen something in me that nobody else did. And I remember the comments from the brothers and the sisters, her brothers and sisters, they would comment. And, you know, like, he wouldn't let none of us drive it. You know, none of us can borrow it. None of us can drive it, but he lets him take it. Much less take it all the way to Virginia and use it for himself. And he did. He gave me the keys to the car. So we took this new Nissan Sentra up to Virginia. So we're newly married in the new Nissan. And we're up in Virginia in the car that nobody can drive, but he gives me the keys. But man, we stayed at a place we didn't even know. It's called Buckrow Beach. We stayed in this hotel or motel, and we shared it with another couple who was there as well, going to school. But we didn't even realize that there were drug deals going on, and that it was in a bad side of town, and all. We didn't even notice none of that. I guess we were just living on love. And man, and Rollin was telling, we were talking about it the other day. She was telling me some stuff that she remembers. You know, she was watching stuff going on. She remembers, but she didn't think nothing of it at the time. And now she's thinking about it, and she's like, oh my goodness. But it didn't register at the time because, man, we didn't grow up around that stuff. We didn't really notice any of that kind of stuff. So we just like country come to town. And I was telling her, I said, you know, man, we were talking about some other stuff too. I mean, I'm sideboarding right now, but I said, you know, even back then, God knew that we would be here together doing this ministry. He kept us safe as kids, even though we weren't serving him at the time. And we were both raised in church. But I said, he knew that at this point in time, today, that we would be together as one, serving him with this ministry, reaching the lost. Talking about HLE Radio. So I said, he kept us safe back then. I'm telling you, God is so awesome. He really is. And I can't wait to get into some more God stuff later on in these podcasts to tell you all the stuff that he's done. Because we're getting ready to get into some dark stuff with this stuff. But God bringing us all out of it and everything. I mean, just the stuff that he's done and the stuff that he's done so far. It was just great. So we got married, went to Virginia, stayed in a not so good motel, didn't know any better, but we made it safe, graduated that class, came back home before I went to Germany. That's where my orders were, my first duty station. And spent some time before we left. So I'm going to leave it right there. When we come back next episode, I'm going to tell you about Germany and the events over there and all the fun we had, because we had some fun in Germany. Man, that was a great tour. I ended up loving it over there. We were really sorry we left when we got back. We was like, we should have stayed in Germany. But I'll tell you all about that on the next episode. Hey, tell some folks about Hunter Logan Unmiked. Of course, it's in all the podcast places. TuneIn, Spotify. I think it's the one I always forget, Spotify. iTunes, Switcher. podcast.co, even on our website, hleradio.com. Check out the morning show Monday through Friday on hleradio.com. We got free apps. Hey, hope to see you next time. This is Hunter signing off. We'll see you.